It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. A state senator says I-976 election results should send a strong message to Sound Transit and to Democrats in the legislature. Senator Steve Oban says the initiative to lower card tab fees to $30 is passing with broad support due in large part to the exorbitant fees levied on behalf of Sound Transit.
I know that Sound Transit will try to blame taxpayers for this result, but the blame lies squarely with Sound Transit and the majority party that refused to give Sound Transit car tab tax relief. If we had done that in the legislature, as I urged over the last 3 years, we would not be in a place where voters had to respond through the initiative process to send a message and get relief from this tax burden.
The Pierce County Republicans sponsored a bill blocked by Democrats that would have cut the Sound Transit portion of the card tap fees by 55%. He says I-976 will have a much larger impact than his proposed legislation since it applies statewide and cuts all card tap fees. Oban says he warned his colleagues in the legislature
because from the frustration and anger that I certainly was hearing from my constituents, and I know they were from theirs, that the people would take matters into their own hands through the initiative process if we didn't show leadership and provide that tax relief.
Now they've done exactly that.
There's a fundamental flaw with the way Sound Transit is organized. The board is not directly elected by taxpayers, by the people, so it's not responsive to the democratic process. But I can't imagine a more clear and clarion message than the results in my county, Pierce County. The initiative is passing by over 30 percentage points, and in Snohomish County, a similar margin. If that isn't a message to the governing elite, to Sound Transit, I don't know what is.
Meanwhile, the return of $30 car tabs creates a path forward for a different kind of transportation funding plan, one that doesn't rely on new taxes.
At some point in time, taxpayers have paid enough tax. It's time for the state of Washington, as exhibited, by the way, in the advisory vote. People are sick and tired of paying more taxes.
State Senator Phil Fortunato says voter approval of I-976 should get people talking about his legislation to pay for roads. The Auburn Republicans' bill utilizes the existing sales tax on motor vehicles, which keeps up with inflation, a major cost for transportation projects.
It's going to get bigger every year without raising taxes. When you go and you talk to people about this, they're going to say, how are you going to pay for it? In the last so many years, we've gotten $2.3 billion more money in 17-18, $5 billion more money in 19-20, and we're anticipating more money than projected in the coming years. If I was to give you a $1,000 bonus right now, and you decided to take that $1,000 bonus and put it down in your car loan, how much of your household budget would you have to cut to do that? And they look at me and say, well, nothing. I go, well, that's the point. The only way to get more gas tax revenue is to sell more gas. But as cars get more fuel efficient, as people buy electric cars, the gas tax revenue actually flattens out. And we're taking taxpayer dollars to subsidize people to buy electric cars. Nobody has a problem with that. That, in effect, takes money out of the general fund to subsidize people to buy electric cars. Nobody has a problem with that. Everybody points to this as taking money out of the general fund, but nobody looks at the cost of losing property tax revenue for all of that Sound Transit property they bought.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.